We could keep going if we need to. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm cool with it.
All right. Let's get started then.
Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. Hello, hello. Happy Thursday.
Is it Thursday or is it Wednesday? That's just a little nod to our favorite podcasters.
Streamiverse, you're silly.
Yeah.
That means we can be silly too, though, so that's okay.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody, to another day of classes here at Streamiversity. Richard and I are just so happy to have everyone here with us today.
Mm-hmm. And we as well. You know, we hope you have, but we also have been doing our homework. We've been assigned certain materials to cover today that we had to do research for the last couple days. It was exhilarating.
That was not the E word I thought you were going to say. I was going to say exhausting.
It was exhausting. Yeah, sometimes it can be interesting and exhausting. So a little bit of all of the above.
Yes, yes. We left off by giving ourselves this assignment. So Rob and Danielle had discussed on an episode of Streamiverse that they both agree that this show on Netflix, Dating Around, is a great show. Some of the things that they liked about it were the production value. They True. Liked the story. They said it was a unique approach to documenting a reality show format style on the topic of dating.
Mm-hmm, very valid.
So Richard and I said, let's watch it. If it's good enough for Danielle and Rob, it's good enough for Atlas to at least give it a go. But we had our concerns.
Oh, we had our concerns, questions, and comments, I believe.
Mostly based on the autoplay preview that Netflix forces you to watch. If you need more than 1 second to even read what a show is about.
Oh my goodness.
Netflix
yes.
just is like, bow, 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 here's what the show is about.
Yeah, spoiler alert, just kidding. We're not giving you an alert. We're just going to play the ad like you want it.
Yeah. I use my mute button all the time when I'm
scrolling smart.
Through Netflix.
I haven't even thought of that. I should do that too. There is a way, apparently, on a computer, Google this because I have not, but there is a way for you to shut that feature off, but not on our smart devices. It would have to be on an actual desktop or laptop, which not a lot of us are using for Netflix as much, more than we are phones, tablets, TVs, etc.
Yeah.
So I will figure it out someday, but obviously the lazy factor of the whole, you know, situation... I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we said we were going to watch Dating Around. And another, I don't know if this just is a quirk. So I use Fire Stick to watch mm-hmm. Netflix.
I was using Fire Stick too. So okay. That is weird. But
it
go
just,
on.
It like, well, when I watch Netflix, at least for shows that appear to have no narrative, it just like wanted me to start with season 2 and some random episode. And I thought, no, I want to start with season 1, but then it doesn't number. So I just, what looked like I thought was the first episode of season 1 was the episode about Mila.
Yeah, Mila. And when I looked on my same interface, Netflix on a Fire Stick, because I was in Fairbanks, Alaska at the time, I had to scroll in the middle of random episodes and I found Mila. So that was a different... I had to basically say, what one did you watch, Gretchen? And follow her lead on that one.
Yeah.
And and then I did that for the second one, Luke. And then I believe I landed on Justin next on my own.
So do you want to talk about them episode by episode, or do you want to talk about general thoughts?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's try to start with Mila, and then if we tangent off her,
okay.
Let's not punish ourselves, because this was a chore.
Okay, so I'm watching the Mila episode, and it starts with, it shows her like just getting ready at home, and then you hear these voiceovers of her friends and her coworkers, mm-hmm. and they're talking about how lovely she is and she's so sweet and they're surprised she's single. So I'm thinking already, I'm like, well, this is a really interesting creative approach to a reality dating show.
For sure.
And like Rob and Danielle said, very beautifully shot.
Oh yeah. They were very correct on the production value. I liked hearing from the friends and seeing the images of New York and the ambiance and just her, you know, getting a feel for her through the filmography, the videography.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then we see Mila standing on the sidewalk, I'm assuming, you know, in front of whatever restaurant or meetup spot where she's going to have her date. And you see Mila and you are hearing some of her voiceover about who she is and her history and how long she's been in New York. So, okay, you're getting a good sense of like, okay, we've heard from her friends, now we're hearing from her. And I really liked that there was this camera work of kind of like almost searching through the crowd. It really made a connection with me of all the times that you have been waiting for someone, whether it's someone you know or someone you barely know, of like, is that them? Are they coming? What's going on? So already I'm like, this is great. Love it. I love what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say little by little, we're introduced to the five candidates, the five different people she's hooked up with on this blind date. And you're right. They're searching through the crowd. Which one is it? Because it truly is, according to the episode, a blind date. Mm-hmm. Mila doesn't know who's coming. And she might know the name, but she doesn't know the face, so it's a more of a guessing game. And then I'm assuming production is going to make sure she doesn't end up with some crazy, some rando. But
I was hoping that perhaps, like, maybe the subjects of each episode don't know who is coming to see them, but perhaps the blind dates have seen her.
Because
you've got to have...
There's got to be some hint or clue.
At least for a reality show, you would want at least there to be some kind of one-way attraction.
That's true.
Otherwise, that's risking a lot, that both people could just be like, sorry, not interested.
Yeah, which does end up happening, I believe, in a couple of the episodes. There's some... What's the opposite of sparks flying? Like...
Wet blankets?
Yes. There's a couple wet blankets.
Yeah. Well, you said, okay, so bit by bit, we slowly are introduced to the five different dates. That was very jarring for me.
100% jarring. I have questions. I have concerns.
Yes. So you see you see Mila and you see this nice lady walking up to her. I can't remember the person's name. I can't remember the names of any of the blind dates.
I do not remember any of the blind dates' names. I barely remember Mila, Luke, and Justin for the purposes.
but you see this nice lady walking up. You see they're giving each other like cute little like, hi, is that you? Oh, goodness, we already ran out of time.
Oh my gosh, well, this is going to be a saga, so please tune in tomorrow. Oh no, Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.